Machmed, pages 157 to 163, somewhere in the Mediterranean Sea, 2015, 11 days from home. The cold water was like a slap in Machmed's face. Before he could think, he gasped, sucking in a mouthful of the dark Mediterranean Sea. He tumbled backward, head down into the murky water, his arms and feet thrashing, trying to right himself. Something else, someone else, fell on top of him, pushing him deeper into the water. He choked and coughed, swallowed more water. Bodies tumbled into the water above him, beside him, below him. His knees struck something hard and sharp, a rock, and he felt a cold flash of pain that quickly disappeared into blind, senseless terror. He was drowning. The rubber dinghy had burst against the rocks, and he was drowning. Machmed kicked, paddled, flailed. His face came out of the water, and he gulped down air. Then a wave washed over him, and he went down. He kicked his way back to the surface and fought to keep his head above the water. "Mom! Dad!" Machmed cried. His yells were mixed with screams and cries of other passengers who'd made it back to the surface. All around Machmed, survivors thrashed and gasped, swamped the choppy waves. There was nothing left of the dinghy. The engine had dragged the rest of it down. Machmed saw something bobbing along the water, glowing. A cell phone. It was still sealed and tight in a plastic bag, and the air was keeping the bag afloat. Machmed swam for it, ducking a wave and pawing the bag into his arms. The glowing phone screen said 2:32 a.m. "Help! Help!" Machmed's mother sobbed, her voice recognizable in the chaos. Machmed spun, oriented himself, and frog-kicked his way through the waves toward the shape he thought was his mother. He picked her pink headscarf out of the swirling pandemonium and saw that she was fighting to lift something up out of the water. "Hannah!" Machmed swam to his mother. Hannah was crying. She was alive, but it was all Machmed's mother could do to keep the baby and her own face out of the relentless waves. One of or the other of them was going to drown. Machmed put his arms around his mother and tried to kick her and Hannah both to the surface, but half the time he felt like he was dragging them down with him. "Fatima! Machmed!" he heard his father cry. Machmed turned to see his father with Waleed in his arms. "The life preservers are useless," he roared, his head appearing and disappearing from the waves. "They're fakes." "Fake!" Machmed was furious, but his anger quickly faded. Every ounce of his energy was focused on kicking and swimming. If he stopped, he and his mother and sister would drown. There were other people around them yelling and searching, fighting to stay afloat, but as far as Machmed was concerned, his world was 4 meters around. Where did they go from here? Where did they get out of sea onto dry land? Were they lost in the stormy Mediterranean Sea in the middle of the night? Their dinghy was sunk, and though it had run into the rocks, there wasn't land in sight. Were they going to die here, all of them? Machmed breathed in seawater through his nose and hacked it up. He fought to breathe, the waves lapping over him and rain spray still slashing on his face. But his baby sister's cries refocused him. He could not lose her. He couldn't lose any of them. They came together in the water, Machmed and his mother and father, all of them helping Hannah and Waleed and each other stay afloat. Other families and groups did the same. But eventually the little groups drifted apart from each other, none of them knowing which way they were supposed to go. All they could do was stay on top of the next wave and the next wave and the next wave. "Kick off your shoes," Machmed's father told them. "Anything to lighten you." Time passed. The rain stopped. The waxing moon even peeked out from behind a cloud. But just as quickly as it was dark again, and the cold wind and the salty spray of the swelling sea still tormented them. Machmed's legs were numb with cold and exhaustion. They felt like his two lead weights he struggled to lift and churn to stay afloat. His mother had been quietly sobbing for what seemed like forever. Her arms no longer held Hannah above the water, but just on top of it, like she was pushing along a tiny barge. Machmed's father did the same with Waleed, trying to save his strength. Hannah had gone as quiet as Waleed, and Machmed wondered if they were still alive. He couldn't ask. He wouldn't. If he didn't ask, he wouldn't know for sure. As long as he didn't know for sure, there's a chance they were still alive. Machmed slipped beneath the waves once more, longer this time. It was getting so hard to come up again, to keep himself afloat. He rose again, pushing air out of his nose, but he was tired, so very tired. He wished for respite from swimming, just a moment to sit without working his arms and legs, to close his eyes and go to sleep. Water was slashing in and out of Machmed's ears, but he thought he heard a drone just above the howl of the wind. In Syria, that sound would have sent him ducking for cover, but now it made his eyes widen, his legs kick a little harder, a little higher. There, coming at them out of the darkness, another dinghy full of people. Machmed and his mother and father waved their arms and cried out for help. At last, the people on board saw them, but the dinghy came closer. It didn't slow down. They weren't going to stop. The front of the dinghy chopped past Machmed, and he lunged for one of the handles on the side. He caught it and grabbed his mother before the dinghy pulled him away. He swung Mom to the side of the dinghy, and she grabbed hold, the wake of it almost swamping Hannah. Behind them, Machmed's father also reached for the dinghy but missed. It turned along, bouncing in the top, and Machmed's father and brother disappeared to the darkness. "Dad! Dad!" Machmed cried. still holding to the dinghy. "Let go," a woman in the dinghy yelled down at him. "You're dragging on us. Please let us in, please," Mahmoud begged. It was all his mother could do to hang on to the dinghy and to Hannah. "We can't, there's no room," a man inside the dinghy yelled. "Please," Mahmoud begged, "we're drowning." "I'll call the Coast Guard for you," the man said. "I have their number on my phone." Another man reached down and tried to pry Mahmoud's hand from the dinghy. "You're tipping us." "Please," Mahmoud cried. He sawed with the effort of fighting the man's fingers and hanging on. "Please take us with you." "No, no room. At least take my sister. She's a baby. She won't take up any room." That caused much yelling and discussion in the boat. A man tried to pry Mahmoud loose again, but he hung on. "Please," Mahmoud begged. A woman appeared at the side of the boat, her arms reaching down to Mahmoud's mother, reaching for the baby. Mahmoud's mother lifted the ball and wet blanket and held it to them. "Her name is Hannah," she said, struggling to be heard above the roar of the engine and the splashing waves. Someone finally pried Mahmoud's finger off the side, and he slipped into the water and tumbled into the dinghy's wake. When he came up, he saw his mother had let go of the dinghy too. She was crying great howling tears and tearing at her clothes. Mahmoud swam over to her and wrestled her hands in stillness. She put her head on Mahmoud's shoulder and sobbed. Mahmoud's sister was gone, and so were his father and mother, brother,